94.7 The Wave. Good Thursday morning. I'm Pat Prescott. It's Rideshare Thursday, and we are sharing the ride today with Michaela Pereira, who is the host of Michaela on Headline News. We watch her every day, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Actually, I don't sit there and watch you. We record you, actually.
Girl, I'll take the viewership any way I can.
So we can watch you whatever we want. Michaela, doing a great job on Headline News, but beloved here in Southern California for the 9 years that she spent on the KTLA Morning News. And, man, people here still miss you, girl.
You know, it's funny. I get wonderful hugs when I go to the grocery store, when I'm pumping gas, when I'm anywhere in Southern California, and people are like, Michaela! You know, it's wonderful. I have to tell you, it's really great. And it shows the legacy of the KTLA Morning News, doesn't it?
It really does, because they roll on, man. They are still doing a great job over there. But Michaela and I are super excited because we are going to be hanging out on the 25th of this month at one of our favorite watering holes, Spagatini, in Seal Beach, and for a very important cause.
Absolutely. This is such an exciting event for us. You know, Pat, that I'm on the board of the Long Beach Boys and Girls Club, and we're holding a really unique event benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs. And for those of you that know, here in Southern California, the Boys and Girls Club serve well over 1,000 kids daily. These are kiddos that are in need of support after school. Most of the families that we serve are living below the poverty level. Sometimes the families have one parent in the home, single-parent families. These parents are so grateful to have this after-school support for the kiddos. They get help with homework. They get help with life-changing skills. They form all sorts of really positive relationships. And you know all about the Boys and Girls Club, Pat, because you have a family connection.
That is right. My dad was a long time, it was just the Boys Club back then, you know.
Right.
But he was a director and is very well known among Boys and Girls Club circles,
yeah,
because they give out an award in his name every year, Herman S. Prescott Concerned Professionals Award. And we grew up around the clubs, got to see firsthand, Michaela, the great work they're doing. Uh-huh. And Long Beach, you had me come to an incredible event.
Youth of the Year. So for those of you that don't know, every year they have a competition, if you will. It's a speech contest, essentially, to get some of the older kids in the youth program to compete for a scholarship. And so the Youth of the Year program, Pat, you came, and what was really cool is that you had a family member, your nephew came, I believe, who
that's
happened
right,
to be in town for a
right
conference. So it ended up being this family event, and you got to hear these young people who have grown up in the club. Some of them started at the club, you know, when they were 6 or 7 or 8 years old, and to hear them talk about how formative the club has been, how much of an influence has been on them as they go on to the next level, right? Because they're graduating high school, heading off to college, heading off to the next stage of life.
Well, I, for one, was super excited and impressed with the caliber of student. Another thing that really excited me was just watching the camaraderie between them and realizing that they are now establishing their sphere of influence that's going to be full of people who are like-minded, who've been through the same experience together. And, you know, you are creating relationships that are going to last a lifetime for many
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. Think about your life, the people that were instrumental in those early years. You know, sometimes we have to remind our kids that are teens and tweens that this is just a period of time, but we do recognize that those years are such an influence for the rest of our lives, and there's some great relationships and a great foundation formed in those years. I have my 30-year high school reunion coming up this year, and I think so fondly back of the relationships and the bonds and the adventures that I had back then, and so this is their time to have it. We're really excited about coming to Spagatini, because here's the thing. Here's real talk, Pat. You know this about me. I like a beverage.
Yes,
an adult
indeed.
Beverage.
And there's something really nice about the food that they have over there as well.
The food they have there. And then we also get to hang out and listen to jazz, which I'm really excited about. We're going to have a great night of music, and again, all benefiting the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right. We got DW3 and a very special guest who'll be co-hosting with us, and I'm willing to say he probably will have his saxophone along with him because he always travels with it.
So
Dave Koz will be joining us.
I can't believe we actually got him on our schedule.
It was Dave that brought us together in the first place. Remember when we came over to be on KTLA with you, and you were such a huge Dave fan. And then when we met, we forgot all about Dave.
and became
Poor
good
Dave.
Girlfriends.
Dave's kind of like, can I get back in on this friendship?
Well, listen, you can get all the details on our website, 947thewave.com. You can also go to spagatini.com, or you can go to bgclublb.org and get all the details. We'd love to have you join us on the 25th at Spagatini.
We should point out, by the way, that there's only tickets available for patio seating. So call now if you want to join us.
Definitely. And Michaela, I just got to say, I've been watching you cover some really crazy, difficult stories this last year, and you've been doing a beautiful job. I love your compassion, your empathy, and your fairness. And I just am proud to call you friend.
That means the world to me, Pat. Keep on doing you, girl. Thank you so much for that.
I'll see you at Spagatini on the 25th.
You got it.
We hope you'll be joining us, and we hope you'll stick around, too, because we've got a nice long set of music coming up next on The Wave.